I am here in studio with some of Norwell's fire folk. We've got the chief, Dave Keene. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, delighted to have you here. Mike Teague's a firefighter paramedic. So glad you came in today to talk a little bit about toys and about the effort that you folks put together to gather toys as part of the Toys for Tots to help out a lot of kids. Now, we were talking a little bit off air, and I've driven by the trailer that you have, the beautiful decorating job, which I mentioned. It's very cute with the little inflatables on the top and the side. I always figured you just waited till the whole thing was full and then it goes to where it goes to a central point. But Mike, you were telling me that that sometimes gets emptied several times during the season. That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. It gets emptied nearly every time Burkhart Movers has a chance.
That's terrific. So a lot of kids are going to find great things this year when they wake up at Christmas because of the generosity of a lot of people. Now, Chief Keene, you've been in Norwell a long time and you know what a tradition this is with the firefighters. Do you remember the first time you did this years ago?
So as far as I can remember, and there may have been some collections done prior to this, but the Firefighters Union paired with the Marine Corps Toys for Tots, and I want to say that was like in the early 1990s, and something that started out of our central fire station collecting up maybe 20 or so boxes of toys, and they would get loaded into pickup trucks and taken to Boston by the Norwell Firefighters Union personnel. And now it's grown into where we are today, that we have a large pod in our parking lot, and it's become, you know, filled to capacity multiple times a year. We're kind of more of a community collection site where smaller collections or Christmas gatherings will say, you know, the price of entry is one toy, and then those end up in our pod. It's really a great program.
I like that.
And the Norwell Firefighters, Local 2700, they have partnered for the better part of 30 years that I can remember with the Marine Corps Toys for Tots, and it's a great program that certainly has all the support of the Norwell Fire Department behind it.
That's terrific. Now, Mike Teague, what kinds of toys are you looking for? It's always, what, is it new and unwrapped?
Always a new and unwrapped toy at any age group that you like.
And boys or girls?
Boys or girls.
Or multi-use or whatever. So
correct.
All the way from like little tiny guys to maybe some like teenage
from
kinds of items?
From babies to teenagers, yes.
That's terrific. And I know that this is something that so many people look forward to. Is the pod open at all times? What are the hours that it's open, and how long is it going to be available there?
The pod is open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day, and we will be collecting until December 17th at 5 p.m.
And then what happens? The final load?
The final load goes north.
That's terrific. Over the years when you've done this, have you ever heard back from maybe a parent of one of the kids or one of the kids who got one of these toys just in general about what a difference it made? Have you ever been able to hear that?
I haven't directly, but we have had some people say that it's really helped. Sort of. I've heard stories from others.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard it directly.
We had a young mother on here a number of years ago who said when she moved to Marshfield, she was recently divorced and had four, I mean, she was probably in her 20s and had four young kids. And she said she just was at the point of, she didn't think her kids would have anything. And if it hadn't been for two groups that helped her, one was Marshfield Community Christmas and the other was Toys for Tots, she said she wouldn't have had anything for her kids. So that made an impression with me. I think sometimes just a small gesture, you're out shopping, you know, you're in Target or whatever, they always have such a great selection. Pick up a few things, drive by the Norwell Fire and Police stations to right there and drop them off. That can make all the difference to a young child.
A little goes a long way.
It absolutely does. Well, I know you're going to get some great drop-offs. Now, if people are not familiar exactly to where the drop-off point is, can you tell us, Chief?
The fire station is located on Route 53, 300 Washington Street in Norwell, Mass. For the local people, it's directly across the street from the Fours. So while you're going to your Christmas party at the Fours, feel free to stop by.
After that chicken cutlet sandwich, something like that. Now, I know you have another tradition I wanted to mention, which is a little bit newer, but this is pretty cool. And this is that around-the-town fire truck procession. Tell me a little bit about that, Mike.
That was a positive, came from a negative. When COVID happened, we figured we would try to do something to spread a little holiday cheer, and we'd decorate some trucks and drive around, and this year will be our third annual.
And what day is it going to be and what time?
It's going to be December 18th, and we'll kick off right around dark, probably 4:30-ish.
So you do like the lights on the trucks and decorations drive around?
Yep, this year we're decorating Ladder 1 and our backup ambulance. And we got some special guests from what I understand.
My goodness. Now, what kind of reaction do you get from people when they see you driving around? I imagine they must love that.
It's actually, it was pretty surprising to us how well it was received and how happy everybody is when you're driving by and hitting the horns and waving.
That is so cool. Anything else you wanted to add, either about the Toys for Tots or the fire truck procession?
No, I think, you know, if you're out and about and you happen to be in the store, like you said, Christine, grab a toy, drop it in the pod. It'll help someone who is a little less fortunate during the year. And then, you know, I think one of our great community events, you know, Norwell's never going to be the town of Plymouth or Duxbury with our 4th of July parade, but this is certainly becoming the town of Norwell's 4th of July parade, if you'll you'll let me indulge. It's a lot of fun. A lot of people look forward to it. Most of our firefighters and their families look forward to it.
That's terrific. And what a wonderful, generous, fun tradition. I love that. Hey, gentlemen, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
And we have Norwell Fire Chief Dave Keene and firefighter paramedic Mike Teague. Thanks again. We're going to pop this up online, too, so people can listen to it over and over again. And you can tell your family when you go home. They'll love that. I'm Christine James, sending it back to Dan McCready right here, 95.9 WATD.